This is CliffCentral.com.
Greetings and salutations, beautiful people.
Hi there.
How are we doing?
Wow.
Never mind.
Guys, it's another spectacular Friday, and you are live with the Millennial Gen Team.
Where we at?
We are at Cliff Central. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the homies at Cliff Central for giving us a platform to do our thing. And now we're about to do the business.
Yeah, you know, they gave us the platform so we can give people the platform.
Damn straight.
Well put.
All right, so as always, we got some fire for you today. So today we actually have a guest.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Is that for real? We have a guest. That's a shocker, man.
Sorry, no, Adair's just being very distracting.
He's trying to tell me
I'm asking to turn up to his volume.
Yeah, the volume in my ear.
Is that high enough?
I can't hear myself.
Is that high enough?
It's like done. It's broken.
Yes.
It's broken.
And now?
It's broken. Oh, there we go. Up a bit.
There?
Yeah, man.
Are you hearing?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I still need to learn these signals.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, back to the business. Yeah. You know, today we actually have a published author who is currently in Canada.
Canada.
Damn straight.
Millennial Gen expanding its borders.
Yeah, we're going international.
Exactly. We're trying something new today and we hope it works. So yeah, she was actually born in South Africa, but she has lived all over the world, and mm-hmm. she will tell you her story a little bit later. And after that, we have
we've got a treat.
Yo, my gosh, we have such an incredible soul singer for y'all.
Whoa, it shakes.
Nah, guys, it was crazy. We actually had our first millennial session. Was it last Sunday? Yeah, and it was
big success.
Yes, I was gonna say smashing success, but same.
No one talks like that.
Synonym.
Smashing success.
Allow him.
Okay.
Allow him.
Bye, there goes your mic. So, Adair's going to tell you a little bit about that millennial session while I get our guest on the line. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, the millennial session was exactly what it's meant to be. We taking a different twist on how we're giving people the platform to share what they're good at. And, oh my gosh, today's guest killed it.
Yes,
because,
indeed.
Like, she tore everything down. You'll find out later.
Yes, like, but for right now, we have the author on the line. Hi, Arushi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yay!
Yay!
Whoa! We are so happy to have you here with us today.
Into a kid show very fast.
So you are live with myself, Kanisa, Adair, and the homie Zintle.
Yes.
So say hello to everybody.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's great to be here.
It's such a pleasure.
Great to have you.
Okay, so first things first, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Arushi. I grew up in Joburg in the late 90s. And along the way in my childhood, I traveled a lot, quite a few parts of Africa with my family. So I've lived in Egypt, Nigeria, among other places. And so it was a pretty confused upbringing. But I spent most of my time in South Africa, really near the Truth and Reconciliation Commission onwards. And it was a very interesting time in South Africa at that time. And because I moved around a lot, I actually have very vivid memories compartmentalized around time. And then, you know, I think my passion for writing really began in South Africa. But what was interesting about my journey as a writer, I started early, but I found it very hard to write about South Africa. So it actually took me being in the US, sitting in, you know, freezing cold, to start thinking, okay, how do I write about South Africa? Which is kind of ironic, but that's sometimes how it happens, you know?
That's quite dope. Because
that's,
it's like,
really dope.
It's like you were missing home, so you started remembering the best ways to speak about it.
I like that. All right.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So perfect. What would you say got you started on this journey of writing? Like, was there a moment where you just woke up and you were like, damn, I want to write a book?
maybe it was like that exactly, man. I don't I think, you know, and as artists as well, I think we all try to create something that we want to see. So I think I started off with reading books I really liked when I was about 15 and saying, no, I would want to end it differently, or no, I want to read something like this. What I didn't realize then is I started writing at 16, but it would take me another 10 years to write stuff that I actually liked.
Hectic.
Wow, that's a long process. I mean, but that's a testament to trusting the process and just trusting yourself, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, totally. And I think what's interesting, what I talk to my friends and fellow artists a lot about is now with social media, I have a lot of people coming up to me and saying, oh, you know, overnight, like, you know, you're quite young, so you just did this. And I'm like, no, it's been 10 years. And I think, you know, part of the artistic journey is just being really honest about the struggle. And it's taken 10 years. I know I seem young, but it's been a while.
I think that's important for our listeners to hear, because a lot of, especially our generation, the millennial generation, we feel as if a lot of the successes we see are like overnight quick success.
Or rather, the success we want is overnight.
Yeah.
Everyone just sees the tip of the iceberg, but they don't see the mountain.
A lot of the stories that people hear are like, okay, no, Bill Gates quit, he dropped out, and then he became a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know how much he struggled.
They don't talk about the stinky garage he was in, where his parents thought he was unemployed and he's wearing yesterday's shirt. I mean, right now, guys, I'm like, awake at a weird hour, and you know, I'm hustling my day job with my passion, and that's just how it is, you know, and it's okay, I love it, but it's crazy.
That's dope.
Yeah, that is dope.
That's really dope. That's inspiring too. What is your day job?
What is
the other hustle?
Oh man, so I made it really hard for myself. I used to work for a large firm as a management consultant, which sounds like Greek, but basically I used to work in healthcare, among other sectors, and trying to enable transformational change, which also sounds like a big word, but basically how do we improve healthcare systems? And I decided recently to actually go on my own. So now I have two hustles. So my day hustle is I run my own consulting business with, you know, healthcare clients, and try to think about how do we improve healthcare and improve healthcare access for the most vulnerable, but also, you know, for sophisticated, you know, conditions, very specific conditions. And I do like it a lot, but it's very, very different, and a very different persona than my artist life, which is the novel writing.
Wow.
Props to you, girl. Shit.
You took the words right out my mouth, the dear damn. That's so crazy. Okay, so now
it's time for you to tell us
onwards about and upwards.
The novel.
Yes, tell us about your book.
Okay, so When Morning Comes is set in 1976 Johannesburg, and it follows four very different teens. So one's a jazz singer who doesn't sing very well in Soweto at that time, but she's also a student activist who's getting involved in the Soweto uprising. Then her best friend is Tabo. He's a Tsotsi, and he's kind of got a different moral orientation. And in the middle, between the white and sort of black areas of town, Mina, who's a South African Indian, you know, she's quietly working in her dad's shop, and then decides starting to observe what's going on in the town around her, and how does she fit into that. And lastly, there's Jack, who's growing up in Houghton at that time, and you know, has lived alongside apartheid for his whole life, but now there's a bit of a flashpoint that occurs in his life where he has to reconcile it in a much more visceral level than he ever has to before. And I think, you know, my story is less about, you know, big political statements, and more, you know, what happens when we throw these four characters together. What happens that you know, creates this conflict and creates some really interesting interactions, because I think that's what's so interesting about the country even today, is that, you know, even if you walk out of your house today or wherever you go, you're going to encounter difference, and we have to deal with it, and it's not always comfortable, but that's where the story is, in the difference between one and another person.
Damn, that was very well put. So please tell us what inspired this book. Like, what made you think that you wanted to tell this story in this way?
You know, it's funny, because I'd like to say that I was like so woke. I was like, let me write a book about student protest just around the time, and publish it just around the time that student protest is happening around the world, including South Africa. But the artistic process is never so logical, and it's never like that. So it's really about inspiration. And I was looking down, I was actually visiting, so I looked down on the road, and there was a picture of a jazz singer, And the weirdest thing happens, but as a writer, this like character popped in my head, which was Zanele. Mm. And I realized she wasn't really a good jazz singer, but she sang jazz. And I was like, well, you know, talking to myself, because artists talk to themselves, I was like, that's not really a character. Like, I can't write this character.
Ooh.
Pardon me. And,
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm surviving, you know.
That's good. Do you want us to send some water to Canada?
That would be great. That would be great. I think that's how it started, was this inspiration was really the character. And I tend to write stories where the character sort of pulling me forward. And in this case, it was definitely Zanele, who was the first character. And then I realized very kind of late in the game that actually this is happening in 1976. And she actually has a day. You know, she's not just a singer at night. She's actually in the day being a student and dealing with all these complex things around her, including how does she, you know, speak against the apartheid government as a young 70-year-old girl.
Damn.
Whoa.
That's, do you want us to take a quick break so you can get some water and pull yourself towards yourself? Are you good?
I think I should be good. If I cough again, I'll take a break for sure.
Yeah, but what I was actually going to say is that, like, this book is still relevant now. I mean, you wrote it, it's set in 1976, and ironically, like, Fees Must Fall is still happening now, Roads Must Fall, all these student movements protesting against things. So that's just pretty cool. I'm also just dying here now. So.
Yeah, I think it's like cross-continental.
Yeah.
Contagious things.
Okay, so we wanted to ask, what are some of the greatest differences between Canada and South Africa?
Ooh.
Oh, you know, so I was just back in SA just a few days ago, so it's quite, you know, it's quite close to me right now. I've been reflecting on that a lot. I mean, there's socioeconomic pieces, of course, and that's the most obvious thing. So, you know, I'll leave that aside because I think we're aware of that. But I think, you know, culturally, it's quite different. I think in South Africa, what I wrote in my journal, I was just looking at it. And what I wrote, my first line was, I don't feel invisible when I come here, which was in Joburg. Because, you know, and I don't want to romanticize it, but, you know, people are talking to you from the moment you land. And, yeah. You know, sometimes it's exhausting, but you're not invisible. And there's a quirkiness to it when you're away. You recognize it, because in Vancouver, I would say that I do have a community, but it's taken me a while to build that community. But if I walk on the street just now, people aren't just going to talk to me. Mm. They're polite, but they're not going to talk to me. They're not going to see me in quite the same way. I mean, one, you know, anecdote of that is, you know, in my apartment building where I was staying in South Africa, one of the ladies who's helping to manage the building said to my father, actually, she said, your daughter has the same nose as you. And it is such a unique comment, you know, that will, no one in Canada is ever going to tell my dad that.
So what would you say the greatest like differences are regards to the creative, like,
creative space?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, because I think the South African art is raw, you know, and I say that with, you know, it sounds kind of like an ambiguous term, but the theater that I've watched, Market Theater, the writing I read, you know, as South Africans, we don't BS, because it's in our lived experience that, you know, we live, you know, like we know too many people who lived through apartheid, through the history that we carry. So we don't BS ourselves, and I think that's so powerful. I think in Canada, there's a bit of a rediscovery of the injury that has been done to people of color, but in South Africa, people of color are all around us, so that you can't ignore the injury. There may be some people who do, but generally, the art is very. It confronts the reality we live with, and I think there's so much power in that. And the second thing is that, you know, culturally, I think, you know, it's so, you know, we come from different artistic traditions, and I think the more that South Africa can pull from its own artistic traditions, and I mean 13 languages, several tribes, that's what's going to, you know, make it strike out against the world. I mean, I think Westernization is great, but we don't want art that looks all the same at all. You know, in my own way with the novel, I put a lot of, you know, Zulu and Afrikaans words in it, and I got a lot of pushback because I didn't make it easy to, you know, when you start the novel, you're not given a clear path of how to understand as a Canadian. And I said, you know, very respectfully, I said, you know, you're Canadian. I mean, when I was 10, I was reading books about chamber pots. I didn't know what the heck it was. I didn't know what, you know, specific things you guys ate actually were. But, you know, I dealt with it. I didn't know where, you know, I didn't know what New York looked like. Well, come to my world, you know, where you're going to have to orient yourself too, because we're a globalizing world does not mean we all look the same. It means we deal with each other's difference and we're interested in each other's difference. And I think that's what that difference is, what inspires me. If everything was the same, I'd stop writing, you know.
Yeah. That's so cool, man.
No, I agree. Can I tell you what? I feel like you told them, low-key, that they need to respect where you're from and respect the South African culture because it's different to what they're used to, and like that's what's okay. Important about it.
Yeah, okay. But it's funny because I was sitting at a panel and you know, it's just a panel of, you know, pardon me, but like just people of one color, right? And it's very interesting when you're the person of color in the room telling people this, you become the kind of, you know, wall bringer, which is not always what you want to do, but sometimes you have to. And so you have to pick and choose your time. But I kind of do that. I said, you know, it's high time we need to do this. But it's so funny. You know, in South Africa, it's very different if I said that. In Canada, it's sort of like, who's this little, you know, short haired, you know, Indian? She doesn't even look like she's from South Africa.
Sure. That's really cool, dude. That's really, really awesome. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. But we just want to say to you, thank you so much. Before that,
I actually have a question.
Zintle has a question.
And then I have a question. Are you going to write another novel?
We actually had the same question. So I was going to ask, what's next?
Yes.
Next is, I am actually, that reminds me, today I better take some time out. I mean, I'm on the daily struggle of trying to find time to write my next novel. So next novel is going to deal more with the backdrop of the financial crisis of 2008.
In South Africa, theory, or just in general?
Oh, well, there's a little surprise. So if anyone who reads the first novel, there's a character who's South African who is pulled through. But otherwise, you know, it is dealing with the issues there in New York, because I've realized, you know, economic violence is still violence. And I think that's something I'll reflect on. And I think young readers need to see that close to them.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, we are honestly looking forward to that.
Definitely going to keep an eye out.
Definitely, definitely. So why don't you tell people where they can find you on social media, where they can buy your book. Give them a little something to inspire the people.
Like a little Scooby
Absolutely,
snack.
And thank you so much for having me. It was just such a pleasure. So you can buy When Morning Comes several places, so Exclusive Books and CNA. Mm-hmm. Almost any store has them. And then it's also available online, Kindle version. And social media, follow me on Arushi101. There's a Facebook page for the book, When Morning Comes. And I always look forward to hearing from anyone who's read anything. And I'm pretty good at replying because that's why I write. So feel free to reach out. My email address is on my website as well, arushirana.com. So look forward to hearing from you. And thank you so much, guys, for having me. It's just been such a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure for us too.
Yeah, and
thank
you
so much.
Expect an email from me after I read your book.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah, so thanks again. One more time, we just want to thank you from all of us here at the Millennial Gen at Cliff Central. All the best of luck up there in Canada, eh?
Thank you, eh?
All right, thank you so much for coming in. All right, beautiful people. So, what we have for
you. I have
you,
a question for you, real quick. How long did you wait?
How long?
To say eh.
Yeah.
Dude, you have no
I went out because I was also trying to find a way to work it in, dude. I was trying.
I was waiting for a hella long time.
Yeah.
I was even trying to work in an aboot. I really wanted to do that. All right, but we're going to have a young music break. And this next song, I actually love this song,
I think people
dude.
Should drink more water.
Yeah, yeah. Drink more water.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh shit, okay, that was
a kid in the heart.
Yes. Ooh. So, on last week's episode of the Millennial Gem, we had Kanisa and Zintler in studio. Yes.
They interviewed. I don't know about you. I wasn't in studio last week.
Okay.
None of us were. None of
us. That's literally exactly what I was thinking. None of us were here last week.
So, for all those that missed us, guys, we're back.
We are indeed back.
And you know, it's Women's Month, so we gotta appreciate the women.
Not just this month, every month.
No, I appreciate women all the damn time. Let me just tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, we know.
No, but
you know, Zinde, you have been so spicy about this brother today.
Shit. I've got a pot that needs stirring. Okay.
Okay. Yo, spill the tea, sister. Spill all the tea, man. Shit.
Too much sauce. Too much sauce. All right, guys, but like, let's calm it down a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the bed music was a bit too hot. You know, so we got way too into it, way too fast.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's Women's Month, guys. Yes,
that's what we were trying to emphasize.
That is what we were talking about.
So, Zintler, what are women expecting from men?
No, I think that's the misconception men still think that women want things from men.
I don't mean it like that. I'm saying, what can we do? Yeah, I did.
He asked it very poorly.
What can you do better?
Yes.
You cannot rape women. You cannot abuse women. You cannot slut shame women. You can stand up for women.
Okay.
I saw a meme the other day, and it literally said, it was like
memes.
Yeah.
No, but this meme was like, it's relevant. Okay. It's relevant because the meme said, it was literally that question that I asked. It was guy. It literally said guy dot dot. What can we do to make shit better for you? And then no, that's a bullshit. That's bullshit.
Please explain.
Thanks very much. Let me continue with my story.
Okay.
So that was completely incorrect. What it said was, why do females always feel like they're being objectified? And then the response was, maybe because we're always calling women sluts.
Yes.
For breathing, walking, and talking.
Yes.
That was deep.
I agree.
That was
deep. I think it just comes down to respect. Like, we've spoken about this so many times, that men are allowed to do so many things that women aren't allowed to do.
Double standard.
You know what I mean? Like, that double standard. Like, so until we get to a point where we're not looking at people in terms of gender and just in terms of, like, you're a person, then I think that's when stuff will get better. Because at the end of the day, guys, like, there's not only two genders. Let's just remember
that. Okay, yeah, that's true.
So why are we still, like, worried about, you know, who identifies as a woman? Oh, I'm going to treat her properly because she's a woman. Why don't I just treat you properly because you're a person?
Yeah. I get you. But can I tell you where I feel the lines start to get blurred?
Yeah.
It's like when people don't start seeing genders, and they'll treat you like they'll treat anyone else, but you'd assume that, oh no, he's treating me like this because I'm a woman.
True.
Do you get what I'm saying?
True.
Like, that's where, for me, sort of the line gets blurred. That's why, like, for me, I call myself a feminist.
Yes.
But then at the same time, there's people that are declining, saying, no, you can't be a feminist.
No, but you can. Because, like, feminism is just wanting equality for genders and, like, wanting to restore females to a point of, like, respect. Do you get what I mean? So men should be feminists. Like, you're confused when men aren't feminists. You know what I mean? Like, everyone should
for
be
me,
a feminist.
For me, if you're not feminist, that's like you don't believe in equality at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because being a feminist is literally just believing in equality.
Yeah. I 100% agree.
You a feminist?
Yes, I am. I'm sure I'm such a feminist.
Ooh,
I'm
probably such a feminist.
I'm probably more of a feminist than a dare, if I'm on. Okay, it's fine. I can see he's just.
Yo.
Can
I tell you how I can debunk that theory?
Guys, I just want to talk about some serious stuff here, okay? So I was at home before I came here, and I was like eating my food, switched on the TV, news, right? This guy is literally walking. He started at Wits. He's walking to Pretoria, right? Right now, if you watch the news. He's walking to Pretoria, to the union buildings. He's trying to contest war. I don't know if that's the right word. But basically, there's people that are serving time because of Fees Must Fall. And he's going there to apply for amnesty for these people. And I just think that's really dope. But he started in the morning. There's two of them walking. The one guy's by Midran. The other guy's still there by, like, Rosebank walking on.
Big ups to them though.
But no, actually, I think it's dope. They said the one guy serving 8 years and the other guy's 8 years in prison.
But what did they do?
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's the burning.
Yeah, you see.
The that kind of stuff. But you know, like the thing is that when you protest silently, no one listens. Do you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Like,
that's why people resorted to violence.
But yeah. I mean, like, destruction of property, though.
But it's like a...
Because what if it was... It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Like, for real.
I get that. But, like, I mean... Because do you know how bad burning a tire is for the environment, dude?
Do you know...
Like, I don't want to be that guy. Not like the Feasmasaur is a very important cause.
Yeah.
And I completely agree that when we don't throw all our shit in the pond, no one cares.
Walking in the middle now.
They're literally walking on the highway, guys. And if you're driving and you
not
see
safe,
them,
though, my guy.
Who say hello? Okay, no, but can I tell you
something? I'm all for this walk. I'm all for it, but that one,
I think that's just the quickest route. But let me just tell you, what I want to know is is the guy that's recording this also walking with him?
I feel like he's in the car behind.
Is he on a bike or, that's actually a very good question.
But speaking of the burning and all that stuff, an article came out this week stating that the destruction caused by Feasman's fall amounts to 800 million rand.
800 million?
800 million rand in damages to universities.
What?
But you see, if they had given us the free education, it wouldn't be 850 in damages. It would be 850 straight to free education.
Yeah. Double-edged sword. Like,
and, guys,
the thing is, it's going to happen one day.
And what's even more fucked up, okay? So it's just me being an educated
diva.
News audio.
Yeah,
diva. Diva. Okay, whatever. The NASFA CEO resigned.
Yes.
And they haven't, because you know when Zuma resigned, whatever, he was like, yeah, free education, but he didn't say, like, how, you know?
He was just like, I think he was going to explain that guy.
Yeah,
he literally mic dropped. He was like, free education, y'all.
Boom, I'm out of here. So now this NASFAS guy apparently resigned because he's like, I don't know how to give you free education. This is not my mess.
Zuma is now like, hey.
But what's even more ironic, I'm getting excited.
Was
guys.
He NASFASing himself?
No.
What?
Like he's, finding himself.
No, that's not what happened. His wife is the new chancellor at Wits.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
So maybe that had like something to do with why he resigned. Like
conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're still in this mess. People still don't know how they're going to school. People were promised free education next year, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Yeah.
So we need to figure that shit out. We just all need to become super rich and pay that shit forward. Dude, that's what we need to do.
My thing is, I want to stop world hunger first.
Like, do you know, I actually read a stat that like if the richest people in the world gave 1% of their wealth.
I don't even want to hear about that bullshit. If the richest in the world wanted to like end anything, they could end it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the amount of money people have out there is disgusting.
Thank you. I was just bringing a point. I need to be shut down.
Yeah, I back you.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right, but we're about to.
I think we need to lighten the mood.
Yeah. We're gonna take it low, but then we're gonna bring back. So first of all, the incredible soul singer Aretha Franklin passed away yesterday.
Can we have a moment of silence?
Yeah. Okay, I think we should.
How many moments are we gonna have?
Like, I say like.
Thank you, and we're back.
No, I mean, like, how long is it gonna last?
Anyways,
I mean.
But that was to honor an incredible soul singer who inspired so many others, and we have a soul singer for y'all.
We needed to. Whoa. We needed to honor Miss Aretha.
Miss Aretha. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna play you guys one of her songs just so we can bring in the next singer. This is "A Rose Is Still a Rose" by Aretha Franklin and Lauryn Hill.
Ooh.
Listen, dear, I realize that you've been hurt. Deeply, because I've been there, but regardless to who, what, why, when, and where.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Okay, y'all, that was the beautiful Aretha Franklin. May she rest in peace.
Bless her soul.
Bless her soul indeed. So guys, we back. We are back. We are back. And we're going from soul singer to soul singer. Dude, just turn up your own damn volume, bro. I'm sick of this hand signal shit, man.
Yeah, soul singer to soul singer.
So do you wanna introduce yourself? Why don't you tell the people who you is?
Oh, lovely. Hi everyone listening. My name is Nishat. Just a young artist trying to make my dreams come true, basically.
Damn, I like that. That was a good entrance.
Good intro.
All right, so tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from? What are you doing?
Ah, very interesting question. So I'm from a little community called Westbury. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of Westbury.
I'm not going to lie, I have not.
I've heard of Westbury.
You've
but
heard of?
I don't know where Westbury is.
So if you know, it's Auckland Park, right?
Okay.
It's next to Westbury. So if you chill there, if you hang out there, you're basically in my home.
In your hood.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So I come from a little community called Westbury. My entire family literally stays 5 minutes from each other, so we are quite close in
That's
terms
amazing.
Of being a family.
That's so dope.
Yeah. Yeah,
my family is literally like a sea away.
Dude, bro.
Literally, it would take me at least 11
this
hours.
About you,
yeah,
anyways,
thank
continue,
you.
Continue.
Well, 11 hours, 11 minutes. Yeah. I'm a graduate. Mm-hmm. I studied psychology, and music is my passion. It's something that I've always wanted to do since I was little. I just remember myself just making a noise. I like to say I make a noise in the house. When I'm walking, I'm making a noise. When I'm sitting, I'm making a noise. Other people's watching TV, I'm making a noise.
Yeah.
So it's just it's a continuous party in my house with me all the time.
So how did the singing begin? Like, what got you into it?
Like I said, I've been singing for such a long time that sometimes it just slips my mind. Like, how did you get into this? Because it's just something that naturally happened.
Yeah,
I remember people just asking me to sing for us, do this, do that. And I remember being shy. But the first time I really got into it, I was in primary school.
Yeah.
We were doing The Lion King, and we had some auditions for The Lion King. I sadly didn't make a lead role for The Lion King, but that was the first time that I actually realized that this is something that I love. You know, there was a music teacher, I'll never forget him, and he just really cultivated something in all of us that was studying in primary school. There we learned scales through him, learned the xylophone, the flute, everything, and that's where I can say it started. Later on, I did a talent show when I was about 14, because the middle years just died down a little bit. I was about 14 and I did this talent show, and I think from there I was like, this is what you really, really want to do. Like, this is not even a joke anymore.
Yeah.
So from when I was about 14, I knew this is something that I wanted to do, but obviously I needed to finish my studies and all of that. So I gave myself time to grow and develop
And the last year you are.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should go into one of the songs before
we
ask any more questions.
Because I'm just waiting, really.
Dude, I'm so excited. She was at our millennial session last week and shit! She killed it. Okay, so we're going to start with the song, with the track that you sent me. Kay. Right. So why don't you tell us what that song's called? And tell us a little bit about the song.
All right, so this is a song called If You Just Let Me. It's by an artist called Sinead, and I recently just discovered her, and she's quite phenomenal. And I think she's so understated, underrated, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful song, and it spoke to me so much. So,
okay, all right, so take it away.
When I wake, I stumble and twist till the truth starts to click. There's so much space in this bed. The sheets go for miles, dreams of your smile. I don't wanna be just a memory, and I don't wanna feel your wings break free, because without you I'm lost in the breeze. Gotta be strong now, gotta show you how I love you like I never ever loved somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. If you just let me. If you just let me. Just let me. Taste of your lips is still fresh, and the smell of your scent. How could I forget your words, how they cut me to shreds? But to tell you the truth, every piece is for you. I don't wanna be just a memory, and I don't wanna feel your wings break free, because without you I'm lost in the breeze. Gotta be strong now, I gotta show you how I love you like I've never ever loved somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. If you just let me. If you just let me. Just let me.
Sure. Oh my
God.
Yo.
Wow.
Oh,
can I say your voice is the purest damn thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Sure.
I just want more.
Wow.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I think that's the the third or the fourth time we've heard that song.
These studio mics are doing the damn thing.
Jeez Louise, man.
Last time we didn't give you what you deserved with those other mics and those speakers, but damn.
That was soul moving. That was. I think we are all at a loss for words here.
I'm
very
shaking.
Very safe to say. That was incredible. How long have you been singing that song for? You said you discovered it recently. Jeez.
So before Sunday, I was listening to it for about 3-4 weeks. But the first time I sang it was about 2 days before Sunday.
I'm not going to comment.
Wow.
2 days.
You mastered that song
in two days.
Look, Saturday I was still learning lyrics, so it was crazy.
Stop it.
Oh my goodness.
Stop it.
And you didn't even stutter once. Like, you're amazing.
Thank
you. So I want to know. Sorry, Kanye.
Go for it.
Are you planning to write your own music, record your own music?
Definitely. I'm in contact with a few producers, some people that I met at Millennial Sunset Sessions.
Yeah, I've got the connect.
I met another producer yesterday. He's quite awesome.
Yeah.
Really eager to work with me. He's working on a few beats for me. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things coming up, doing a few shows and...
Yeah,
sure.
You're a star already. Where are you going to be doing these shows so we ourselves can come and everyone listening can come?
Ah, amazing. So, my cousin Mark Anthony, he's a fashion designer, and he's having a fashion show really soon.
Okay.
I don't know if you know him. He was on Tropica.
The name
Island
sounds
of,
pretty
I
famous.
Yeah, I know him. He was on Tropica. My cousin, so he's doing a fashion show. I'm performing at his fashion show quite soon. Hopefully, very soon, a few fundraisers that's coming up that I'd like to perform for. Yeah.
Can we contact you for our fundraising?
Like, anytime. Anytime.
Can we contact you for performances too? Because sure.
I'm still shook, bro. Like,
I'm
for real.
I'm so shook. I think the only solution is for you to give us another song.
Yep, I agree.
Amazing.
Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. So this next one is actually going to be a cappella, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
All right. So I'm just going to turn down all this noise in the background and just take it away.
I think it's kind of funny. You could say you love me, turn around and play me. Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. You say things you don't mean, underestimate me. Yeah, I have always done right by you. Said you never gonna lie, liar. It gon' come around full cycle. I flip the script on you. Tell me why you're mad. Tell me why you hurt. Bet you didn't think that the tables would turn. You gon' mess around. I'ma do the same. How you like that karma? How you like that karma? Yeah, that's just fair play. Wee-oo. Now I got your attention. Let me ask a question. Did you learn your lesson? Did it go over your brain? Now that we're confessing, I thought we were destined. You were Mr. Right, but you ain't looking otherwise. Hey, I have always done right by you. Said you never gonna lie, liar. It gon' come around full cycle. I flip the script on you. Tell me why you're mad. Tell me why you're hurt. Bet you didn't think that the tables would turn. You gon' mess around. I'ma do the same. How you like that karma? How you like that karma? Yeah, that's just fair play. That's just fair play. What goes around comes back around. Guess he wasn't ready for that fair play. What goes around comes back around. Guess he wasn't ready for that. Tell me why you're mad. Tell me why you're hurting. Yeah, the tables would turn. You gon' mess around. Karma, how you like that karma? Yeah, that's just fair play. Yeah, yeah, that's just fair play. Hey,
why am I out of breath?
Wow.
Why am I out of breath? How?
Because it took your breath away. That's exactly why.
You hit this other reverb.
Dude, there was a couple of notes there that, like, I literally just felt a tear straight away.
Bro, it made me shake.
Straight away.
Give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yo. Guys, well, watch out for our millennial session because she did that and our homeboy Simba was on the keys, killing it.
We had Mandy Monogatari as
well. We had a young three-piece band, a bass, a keyboard. So it was literally that plus more, if that is even possible. Shucks.
I just want to say, when you make it, don't forget that you were here. So
don't
in the
forget
studio.
Us. Yeah. When you're famous, you want backstage passes.
Of course.
Because you are going to take it to the stars and back. That Believe voice. That.
Whoa. As far as I'm concerned, she's a star.
You're a star already in our eyes. And you are always welcome here at the Millennial Gen. Any single time you want to. Especially when you're releasing your work.
Yeah. Girl. We'll throw that album release for you.
Like, if you could give us the exclusive first, we'd be grateful.
We would be more than grateful.
We'd love it.
We would be indebted to you, actually. Pretty much.
Okay, can you?
Okay. Right, so has a crush, guys.
Tell us where we can find you on social media.
So you can find me on my SoundCloud.
Yes.
Nishat.
Can you spell that for the people?
Okay. NISHAAT.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a tricky one. You can find me on Instagram, Nishat_M. You can find me on Facebook, Nishat Mangera. You can find my Facebook page. Find me on Twitter, Nisha _ Mangera. Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
I'm still shook.
I'm very, very, very shook. Because that was actually crazy. I think maybe we could do one more. I think we have a little bit of time to squeeze
should
it
we,
in.
Should we like find a backing track? Like something funky.
Dude, I don't even think we have time for that, man.
Bruv, what are you saying?
Why don't we ask the person who's gonna sing to the like the song, you know?
That's actually a great idea. Do you have like a suggested backing track? Do we have the power of the internet, so
The world is our oyster.
I'm not really sure. There was a song that I would have loved to do. It's quite a powerful one. I wanted to do it for Women's Day.
Yeah.
If that's okay. I don't think there's an acapella for that one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, a backtrack. A backing vocal for that one.
Okay. I'm okay with
acapella,
that.
Acapella, that. I don't
know. Take it away.
Acapella the shit out of this thing, girl. Yeah.
This one might be a little bit hectic. Let me just, like, situate myself.
Yo. Stuff's getting serious,
it's
guys.
Getting very serious.
I'm also preparing myself.
Okay, so the platform's all yours. Take it away. Right,
thank you so much. Stop playing with your body, lady. Stop feeling like you're not enough. Stop feeding into the haters. Stop and give yourself some love. Whoa. Stop staring at the mirror getting faded. Saying you won't fall in love. Stop trusting all these fake idiots. Trust me, they don't give a no. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of feeling this. The world says beauty is changing, but that's a fake expectation, not the real stuff. Let's get naked. Stop meditating. Feel elevated and say, I love my body. I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen. I love my body, I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen. Stop chasing all the hype, my girl. Stop trying to change who you are. Stop putting yourself up on the outside when the inside is left what's caused. It can't be healed by something materialistic. It can't be healed by a man who stays distant. It's deeper. Save yourself before you betray yourself. Oh, 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 yeah. I'm tired of feeling it. I'm tired of seeing this. The world says beauty is changing, but that's a fake expectation, not the real stuff. Let's get naked, start meditating, feel elevated and say, I love my body, I love my skin, I am a goddess, I am a queen, I love my body. I love my skin. I am a goddess. I am a queen. I love my body. I love my skin. I am a goddess. I am a queen. I love my body. I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen. Oh. I love my body, I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen. I love my body, I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen.
You are indeed.
Yeah, sure. Wow. A queen.
Wow. That was, wow. Wow.
Wow.
That was
sure.
Very uplifting.
That was very, very uplifting. Wow.
Zintle usually says, hectic.
Yeah. Hectic.
All right. right, guys, but that is all we have time for today, and I think that was a spectacular note for us to finish on. Because thank you for coming on to our show.
Yes, I appreciate you so much.
It was such a pleasure having you, yo. So from us here at the Millennial Gen team, we are out. It's Friday. I'm not doing anything today. I'm just gonna go home.
I got stuff to do. I'm joking.
Anyway. What?
Two assignments due, I know.
Yes.
I've got three.
Thanks, Dad.
Did she just call you Daddy?
Sure. Daddy.
Is he heating up in the studio? All right. We got to bounce. It's that time for me, your boy, Kanye Palmer, at Kanye Palmer on all social media, everything.
It's your boy, Adeo, a.k.a. Your Majesty, and on all platforms.
Yeah, and it's me, Zinchese, Decimos.
Yeah. All right. This podcast will be available online probably by Monday, I'm guessing. Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. But yeah, we love y'all. We wish you all the best.
And do the most this weekend.
Yeah, do the most. But be safe. Most importantly, be safe.
Do the most like Zed does the most.
And that is exactly where I turn up your mic. Bye. So yo, I'm going to leave you with a fire remix of Tom Misch Follow. Enjoy. We love y'all.
This is CliffCentral.com.